lost in the labyrinth of thy fury. Shall the elephant Ajax carry it thus? He beats me, and I rail at him. Oh, worthy satisfaction would it were otherwise, that I could beat him whilst he railed at me. Should I learn to conjure and raise devils, but I'll see some issue of my spiteful execrations. Then there's Achilles, a rare angina. If Troy be not taken till these two undermine it, the walls will stand till they fall themselves. Oh, thou great thunder darter of Olympus, forget that thou art Jove, the king of gods, and Mercury, lose all the serpentine craft of thy caduceus, if thou take not that little less than little wit from them that they have, which short-armed ignorance itself knows is so abundant scarce, it will not in circumvention deliver a fly from a spider, without drawing the massy irons and cutting the web. After this, the vengeance on the whole camp, or rather, the Neapolitan bone-ache, for that, methinks, is a curse dependent on these that war for a placket. I've said my prayers, and devil envy, say amen. What ho, my lord Achilles?
Who's there? Thersites? Good Thersites, come in and rail.
If I could have remembered a gilt counterfeit, thou wouldst not have slipped out of my contemplation. But 'tis no matter, thyself upon thyself. The common curse of mankind, folly and ignorance be thine in great revenue. Heaven bless thee from a tutor, and discipline come not near thee. Let thy blood be thy direction till thy death. Then if she that lays thee out says thou art a fair course, I'll be sworn and sworn upon't she never shrouded any but lasers. Amen. Where's Achilles?
What art thou devout? Wast thou in a prayer?
Aye, the heavens hear me.
Who's there?
Thersites, my lord.
Well, oh, well, art thou come? Why, my cheese, my digestion, why hast thou not served thyself into my table so many meals? Come, what's Agamemnon?
Thy commander, Achilles. Then tell me, Patroclus, what's Achilles?
Thy lord, Thersites. Then tell me, I pray thee, what's thyself?
Thy knower, Patroclus. Then tell me, Patroclus, what art thou?
Thou mayst tell, but knowst.
Oh, tell.
I'll decline the whole question. Agamemnon commands Achilles. Achilles is my lord. I am Patroclus's knower, and Patroclus is a fool.
You rascal.
He's fool, I have not done.
He is a privileged man. Proceed, Thersites.
Agamemnon is a fool, Achilles is a fool, Thersites is a fool, and as aforesaid, Patroclus is a fool.
Derive this, come.
Agamemnon is a fool to offer to command Achilles. Achilles is a fool to be commanded of Agamemnon. Thersites is a fool to serve such a fool. And Patroclus. It's a fool, positive.
Why am I a fool?
Make that demand to the Creator. It suffices me thou art. Oh, look you, who comes here?
Patroclus, I'll speak with nobody. Come in with me, Thersites.
Here is such patchery, such juggling, and such knavery. All the argument is a cuckold and a whore. A good quarrel to draw emulations, factions, and lead to death upon. Now the dry sapigo on the subject, and war and lettery confound all.
Where is Achilles?
Within his tent, but ill-disposed, my lord.
Let it be known to him that we are here. He sent our messengers, and we lay by our appertainments visiting of him. Let him be told so, lest perchance he think we dare not move the question of our place, or know not what we are.
I shall so say to him.
We saw him at the opening of his tent. He's not sick.
Yes, lion sick. Sick of proud heart. You may call it melancholy if you will favour the man. But my head, it's his pride. But why? Let him show us the cause. A word, my lord.
What moves, Ajax?
Achilles said he played with his fool, eh?
Who's the sight of him? Then Ajax, that matter if he's locked his argument.
No, you see, he is his argument. That has his argument, Achilles.
Oh, better. That's more our wish than their faction. It was a stronger
person. Oh, the amity, the wisdom, that not folly may easily untie. Here comes Patroclus.
No Achilles with him.
The elephant hath joints, but none for courtesy. His legs are legs for necessity, not for flexure.
Achilles bids me say he is much sorry. If anything more than your sport and pleasure did move your greatness and this noble state to call upon him, he hopes it is no other but for your health and your digestion's sake, and after dinner's breath.
Hear you, Patroclus. We are too well acquainted with these answers. But his evasion, winged thus swift with scorn, cannot outfly our apprehensions. Much attribute he hath, and much the reason why we ascribe it to him. Yet all his virtues, not virtuously of his own past beheld, do in our eyes begin to lose their gloss. Yea, and like fair fruit in an unwholesome dish, are like to rot untasted. Go and tell him we came to speak with him. And you shall not sin if you do say we think him overproud and underhonest, in self-assumption greater than in the note of judgment, and worthier than himself he attends the savage strangeness he puts on, disguise the holy strength of their command, and underwrite in an observing kind his humorous predominance. Yea, watch his pettish loons, his ebbs, his flows, as if the passage and whole carriage of this action rode on his tide. Go, tell him this, and add that if he overhold his price so much, we'll none of him. But let him, like an engine not portable, lie under this report. Bring action hither. This cannot go to war. A stirring dwarf we do allowance give before a sleeping giant. Tell him so!
I shall. And bring his answer presently.
In second voice we'll not be satisfied. We come to speak with him, Ulysses, and to you.
What is he more than another?
No more than what he thinks he is.
Is he so much? Do not think he thinks himself a better man than I am?
No question.
Will you subscribe his thought and say he is?
No, noble Ajax, you are as strong, as valiant, as wise, no less noble, much more gentle, and altogether more tractable.
Why should a man be proud? How does pride grow? I know not what it is.
Your mind is the clearer, Ajax, and your virtues the fairer. He that is proud eats up himself. Pride is his own glass, his own trumpet, his own chronicle, and whatever praises itself but in the deed devours the deed in the praise.
I do hate a proud man as I hate the engendering of toads.
Yet he loves himself to
the Achilles will not to the field tomorrow.
What's his excuse?
He doth rely on none. He carries on the stream of his dispose without observance or respect of any, in will peculiar and in self-admission.
Why will he not upon our fair request untent his person and share the air with us?
Things small as nothing, for request's sake only, he makes important. Possessed he is with greatness, and speaks not to himself but with a pride that quarrels at self-breath. Imagined worth holds in his blood such swollen and hot discourse that twixt his mental and his active parts, kingdomed Achilles in commotion rages and batters against itself. What should I say? He is so plaguy proud that the death tokens of it cry no recovery.
Let Ajax go to him. Dear Lord, go you and greet him in his tent. It is said he holds you well and will be led at your request a little from himself.
Oh, Agamemnon, let it not be so. We'll consecrate the steps that Ajax makes when they go from Achilles. Shall the proud lord that bastes his arrogance with his own scene and never suffers matter of the world enter his thoughts, save such as do revolve and ruminate himself, shall he be worshipped of that we hold an idol more than he?
No,
this thrice worthy and right valiant lord must not so stale his palm, nobly acquired, nor by my will as subjugate his merit, as amply titled as Achilles is, by going to Achilles. That were to enlard his fat already pride, and add more coals to cancer when he burns with entertaining great Hyperion. This lord go to him? Jupiter forbid, and say in thunder, Achilles go to him.
This is when he rubs the vein of him.
His silence breaks up this applause.
If I go to him, when my arm fist, I'll pass him o'er the face.
Oh, no, you shall not go.
And if he be proud with me, I'll feast his pride. Let me go to him.
Not for the worth that hangs upon our quarrel.
A paltry, insolent fellow! Can he not be sociable?
The raven chides blackness.
I'll lick his humor's blood.
He'll be the physician that should be the patient.
But all men were in my mind.
Wit would be out of fashion.
I should not bear it so. I should eat swords first. Shall pride carry it?
Not with attentions.
I will need him. I'll make him suffer.
My lord, you feed too much on this dislike.
Our noble general, do not do so.
You must prepare to fight without Achilles. Why does this naming of him does him harm? Now, here is a man. But 'tis before his face, I will be silent.
Wherefore should you so? He is not emulous as Achilles is.
Know the whole world, he is as valiant.
A horse and dog that shall palter us with us. Would he were a Trojan.
But what a vice were it in Ajax now.
If he were proud.
Or covered with praise.
Ah, or surly bald.
Or strange, or self-affected.
Thank the heavens, Lord, thou art of sweet composure. Praise him that got thee, she that gave thee suck. Famed be thy tutor, and thy parts of nature thrice famed beyond all erudition. But he that disciplined thine arms to fight, let Mars divide eternity in twain and give him half. And for thy vigor, bull-bearing Milo his addition yield to sinewy Ajax. I will not praise thy wisdom, which, like a bourne, a pale, a shore, confines thy spacious and dilated parts. Here's Nestor. Instructed by the antiquary times, he cannot but be wise. But pardon, Father Nestor, were your days as green as Ajax and your brain so tempered, you should not have the eminence of him but be as Ajax.
Shall I call you father?
Aye, my good son.
Be ruled by him, Lord Ajax. There is no tarrying here. The heart Achilles keeps thicket. Please it our great general to call together all his state of war. Fresh kings are come to Troy. Tomorrow we must with all our main of power stand fast. And here's a lord, come knights from east to west, and cull their flower. Ajax shall cope the best.
Show me to council. Let Achilles sleep. Lifeboats sail swift, though greater hulks draw deep.
Friend, you, pray your word. Do you not follow the young Lord Paris?
Aye, sir. When he goes before me.
You depend upon him, I mean.
Sir, I do depend upon the Lord.
You depend upon a noble gentleman. I must needs praise him.
The Lord be praised.
You know me, do you not?
Faith, sir. Superficially.
Friend, know me better. I am the Lord Pandarus.
I hope I shall know your honor better.
I do desire it.
You're in a state of grace. Oh,
grace not so, friend. Honor and lordship are my title. Oh, what music is this?
I do but partly know, sir. It's music in parts.
Know you the musicians?
Wholly, sir.
Who play they to?
To the hearers.
At whose pleasure, friend?
At mine, sir. And theirs that love music.
Command, I mean, friend.
Who shall I command, sir?
Friend, we understand not one another. I am too courtly and thou art too cunning. At whose request do these men play?
Ah, that's toot indeed, sir. Marry, sir, at the request of Paris, my lord, who's there in person. With him, the mortal Venus, the heart blood of beauty, love's invisible soul.
Oh, my cousin Cressida.
No, sir, Helen. Could you not find out that by her attributes?
It would seem, fellow, that thou hast not seen the Lady Cressida. I come to speak with Paris from the Prince Troilus. I will make a complimental assault upon him for my business seeds.
Sodden business. It's a stewed phrase indeed.
Fair be to you, my lord, and to all this fair company. Oh. Fair desires in all fair measure fairly guide them. Oh, especially to you, fair queen. Fair thoughts be your fair pillow.
Dear lord, you are full of fair words.
Oh, you speak your fair pleasure, sweet queen. Fair prince, here is good broken music.
You have broke it, cousin. Oh, and by my life, you shall make it whole again. You shall piece it out with a piece of your performance. Oh. Nell, he's full of harmony.
Truly, lady, no.
Oh, sir.
Rude in sooth, in good sooth, very rude.
Well said, my lord. Well, you say so in fits.
I have business to my lord, dear queen. My lord, will you vouchsafe me a word?
Nay, this shall not hedge us out. We'll hear you sing, certainly.
Well, sweet queen, you are pleasant with me. But marry thus, my lord, my dear lord and most esteemed friend, your brother Troilus.
My lord Pandarus, honey, sweet.
Oh, go to, sweet queen, go to. Commends himself most affectionately to you.
You shall not bob us out of our melody. If you do, melancholy upon your head.
Sweet queen, that's a sweet queeny face.
And to make a sweet lady sad is a sour offence.
Nay, that shall not serve your turn, that it shall not in truth, la. Nay, I care not for such words, no, no. And my lord, he desires you that if the king call for him at supper, you will make his excuse. What says my sweet queen, my very, very sweet queen?
What exploits in hand? Where sups he tonight?
Nay, but my
What says my sweet queen? My cousin will fall out with you. You must not know where he sups.
At my disposal, Cressida.
No such matter. You are wide, calm. Your disposal is sick.
Well, I'll make excuses.
Aye, good, my lord, but why should you say Cressida? No, your poor disposer sick.
I spy.
You spy? What do you spy? Come, give me an instrument. Now, sweet queen.
Why, this is kindly done.
Oh, my niece is horribly in love with the thing you have, sweet queen.
She shall have it, my lord, if it be not my lord Paris.
He? Oh, no, she'll none of him. They two are twain.
Falling in after falling out may make them three.
Oh, come, I'll hear no more of this. I'll sing you a song now.
Oh,
you lay.
Let thy song be love. This love will undo us all. Oh,
Cupid. Love, aye, that it shall be faith.
Ah, good now, love, nothing but love.
In good truth, it begins so. Love, nothing but love still more. For all love's bow shoots back. And doe, the shaft confounds, not that it wounds, but tickles still the sore. These lovers cry, oh, they die. Yet that which seems the wound to kill doth turn, oh, to happy. So dying love lives still. Oh, a while, but oh, groans out for hey, ho.
It's nothing but doves, love, and that breeds hot blood, and hot blood begets hot thoughts, and hot thoughts beget hot deeds, and hot deeds is love.
Is this the generation of love? Hot blood, hot thoughts, and hot deeds. Why, they are vipers. Is love a generation of vipers? Sweet lord, who's afield today?
Hector, Deiphobus, Helena, Santina, and all the gallantry of Troy. I would fain have armed today, but my nail's not happy. What chance, my brother Troilus?
He hangs the lip at something. You know all, Lord Pandarus?
Not I, honey, sweet queen. I long to hear how they spent today. You'll remember your brother's excuse.
To a
hair. Farewell, sweet queen.
Mend me,
Leonie. I will, sweet queen. How now? Where's thy master? At my cousin Cressida's?
No, sir. He stays for you to conduct him thither.
Oh, here he comes. How now?
Sirrah, walk off.
Have you seen my cousin?
No, Pandarus. I stalk about her door like a strange soul upon the Stygian banks, staying for waftage. Oh, be thou my Charon, and give me swift transportance to those fields where I may wallow in the lily beds proposed for the deserver. Oh, gentle Pandarus, from Cupid's shoulder, pluck his painted wings and fly with me to Cressida.
I walk here in the orchard. I'll bring her straight.
I am giddy. Expectation whirls me round. The imaginary relish is so sweet that it enchants my sense. What will it be when that the watery palates taste indeed love's thrice repurified nectar? Death, I fear me. Swooning destruction, or some joy too fine, too subtle, potent, and too sharp in sweetness for the capacity of my ruder powers. I feared it much, and I do fear besides that I shall lose distinction in my joys, as doth a battle when they charge on heaps the enemy flying.
She's making her ready, she'll come straight. You must be witty now. She does so blush and fetches her wind so short as if she were fayed with a sprite. I fetch her. Oh, it is the prettiest villain. She fetches her breath as short as the new tame sparrow.
Even such a passion doth embrace my bosom. My heart beats thicker with a feverless pulse, and all my powers do their bestowing lose, like vassalage at unawares encountering the eye of majesty.
Oh, come, come, what need you blush? Oh, shame's a baby. Here she is now. Swear the oaths now to her that you have sworn to me. What? Here you come again. Oh, you must be watched. Here you be made tame, must you? Come your ways, come your ways. And you draw backward, we'll put you in the fields. Why do you not speak to her? Come, draw this curtain and let's see your picture. Oh, alas, the day, how loath you are to offend daylight. And for dark, you'd close sooner. So, so, rub on and kiss the mistress. Oh, how now? A kiss in Fee Farm. Oh, builder, carpenter, the air is sweet. Nay, you shall fight your hearts out ere I part you. The falcon is the tersel for all the ducks of the river. Go to, go to.
You have bereft me of all words, lady.
Ah, words pay no debts, give her deeds. But she'll believe you the deeds, too, if she call your activity in question. Oh, what billing again? Here's in witness whereof the parties interchangeably. Come in, I'll go get a fire.
Will you walk in, my lord?
Oh, Cressida, how often have I wished me thus?
Wished, my lord? The gods grant... Oh, my lord.
What should they grant? What makes this pretty abruption? What too curious dreg espies my sweet lady in the fountain of our love?
More dregs than water if my fears have eyes.
Fears make devils of cherubins. They never see truly.
Blind fear that seeing reason leads finds safer footing than blind reason stumbling without fear. To fear the worst oft cures the worst.
Oh, let my lady apprehend no fear. In all Cupid's pageant there is presented no monster.
No, nothing monstrous, neither.
Nothing but our undertakings. When we vow to weep seas, live in fire, eat rocks, tame tigers, thinking it harder for our mistress to devise imposition enough than for us to undergo any difficulty imposed. This is the monstrosity in love, lady, that the will is infinite and the execution confined, that the desire is boundless, and the act a slave to limit.
They say all lovers swear more performance than they are able, and yet reserve an ability that they never perform, vowing more than the perfection of 10, and discharging less than the 10th part of 1. They that have the voice of lions and the act of hares, are they not monsters?
Are there such? Such are not we. Praise us as we are tasted, allow us as we prove. Our head shall go bare till merit crown it. No perfection in reversion shall have a praise in present. We will not name desert before his birth, and being born his addition shall be humble. Few words to fair faith. Troilus shall be such to Cressid, as what envy can say worst shall be a mock for his truth. And what truth can speak truest, not truer than Troilus.
Will you walk in, my lord?
What, blushing still? Oh, have you not done talking yet?
Well, uncle, what folly I commit, I dedicate to you.
I thank you for that. If my lord get a boy of you, you'll give him me. Be true to my lord. If he flinch, chide me for it.
You know now your hostages, your uncle's word and my firm faith.
Nay, I'll give my word for her too. Our kindred, though they be long ere they are wooed, they are constant being won. They are burrs, I can tell you, they'll stick where they are thrown.
Boldness comes to me now and brings me heart. Prince Troilus, I have loved you night and day for many weary months.
Why was my Cressid then so hard to win?
Hard to seem one? But I was one, my lord, with the first glance that ever... Pardon me if I confess much, you will play the tyrant. I love you now, but not till now so much, but I might master it.
In faith, I lie. My thoughts were like unbridled children, grown too headstrong for their mother. See, we fools, why have I blabbed? Who shall be true to us when we are so in secret to ourselves? But though I loved you well, I wooed you not. And yet, good faith, I wished myself a man. Or that we women had men's privilege of speaking first. Sweet, bid me hold my tongue, for in this rapture I shall surely speak the thing I shall repent. See, your silence, cunning in dumbness, from my weakness draws my soul of counsel from me. Stop my mouth.
And shall, albeit sweet music, issues thence.
Pretty, Ife.
My lord, I do beseech you pardon me. It was not my purpose thus to beg a kiss. I am ashamed. Oh, heavens, what have I done? For this time will I take my leave, my lord.
Your leave, sweet Cressid?
Leave, and you'll take leave till tomorrow morning.
Are you content?
What offends you, lady?
Sir, mine own company.
You cannot shun yourself.
Let me go and try. I have a kind of self resides with you. But an unkind self that itself will leave to be another's fool. Where is my wit? I will be gone. I speak, I know not what.
Well know they what they speak that speaks so wisely.
Perchance, my lord, I show more craft than love, and fell so roundly to a large confession to angle for your thoughts. But you are wise, or else you love not. For to be wise and love exceeds man's might. That dwells with gods above.
Oh, that I thought it could be in a woman. As if it can, I will presume in you. To feed for aye her lamp and flames of love. To keep her constancy in plight and youth, outliving beauties outward with a mind that doth renew swifter than blood decays. Or that persuasion could but thus convince me that my integrity and truth to you might be affronted with the match and weight of such a winnowed purity and love. How would I then uplift it? But alas, I am as true as truth's simplicity, and simpler than the infancy of truth.
In that, I'll war with you.
Oh, virtuous fight! When right with right wars, who shall be most right? True swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truths by Troilus. When their rhymes, full of protest, of oath, and big compare, want similes, truth tired of iteration, as true as steel, as plumage to the moon, as sun to day, as turtle to her mate, as iron to adamant, as earth to the center, yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, as true as Troilus, shall crown up the verse and sanctify the numbers.
Prophet may you be, if I be false, or swerve a hair from truth, when time is old and hath forgot itself, when water drops have worn the stones of Troy and blind oblivion swallowed cities up, and mighty states characterless are grated to dusty nothing, yet let memory from false to false among false maids in love upbraid my falsehood. When they've said as false as air, as water, wind, or sandy earth, as fox to lamb, as wolf to heifer's calf, pard to the hind, or stepdam to her son, yea, let them say to stick the heart of falsehood as false as Cressy.
Go to a bargain made, seal it. I'll be the witness. Here I hold your hand. Here, my cousins, if ever you prove false to one another, since I have taken such pains to bring you together, let all pitiful goers between be called to the world's end after my name. Call them all panders. Let all constant men be Troiluses, and all false women Cressids, and all brokers between panders. Say amen.
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 Amen. Whereupon I will show you a chamber with a bed. Which bed? Because it shall not speak of your pretty encounters. Press it to death. Away! And Cupid grant all tongue-tied maidens here bed, chamber, bander, to provide this gear.